As the federal government shutdown continues into its 26th day, the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service is moving to make sure families still get some benefits they depend upon. In fact, the department announced that it's issuing the February Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits to recipients early as tomorrow in light of the shutdown. It's a one-time early benefit distribution of what are commonly known as food stamps, and it's being organized here with the Arizona Department of Economic Security. For more on this, I got a hold of Angie Rogers, President and CEO of the Association of Arizona Food Banks.
Typically, SNAP benefits are distributed at the beginning of the month in alphabetical order. So if your name starts with an A, for example, you might be receiving your benefits on February 1st. Hmm. What they've done instead, in order to issue benefits early, they wanted to get those benefits to families before the 20th of the month. And so what they are doing now is issuing benefits in a staggered way, again, starting on the 17th of this month and then distributing the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th benefits early for the typical issuance that would have occurred in February.
Yeah, okay. So they will then not get additional benefits in February, but this gives them a little bit of a cushion now. I mean, what if the shutdown, though, drags on? How could this affect those families if it continues?
Well, we're very concerned about what happens if the shutdown continues. And so we're urging, obviously, Congress and the president to come to some agreement and get people back to work. We're definitely concerned about what happens to families after February 15th or 20th when these benefits run out. Keep in mind, the average amount that a family receives for SNAP is about $118 per month. So making these benefits stretch beyond what typically they have to stretch of a 30-day period into a 40-day period, 45-day period, is really going to be a stretch for many of these families.
How big is the effect here in Arizona? Like, how many families might this affect?
So it will affect the entire caseload, which is about 300,000 families or 300,000 households, or about 850,000 individuals. About half of the individuals that would be impacted are children.
Are children, yeah. So you're obviously involved with all of the food banks in Arizona. We covered on the show yesterday the St. Mary's Food Bank at the airport, helping TSA workers, giving them some food in the meantime for their families. I wonder, are you starting to see an uptick at food banks around the state at this point with families kind of needing this help and families that might not usually need it?
We have seen a slight increase in demand, individuals seeking assistance from food banks. I don't know yet what we can attribute that demand to. It could be individuals who had temporary work over the holidays and have now lost that employment. It could be that we're starting to see federal workers that don't have regular income coming in. We do know that demand is starting to increase.
Yeah. So what do you think all of this says and these efforts say about the real world impact of this partial government shutdown, which has gone on for the longest amount of time that a shutdown has ever gone on at this point?
Well, we appreciate the USDA's flexibility in trying to get benefits, SNAP benefits, out to families. However, we are concerned about the long-term impacts of what this is going to mean for families. We're going to come up against this issue mid-February again, and what happens when those families don't have access to their benefits come mid-February. Food banks are not prepared to be able to meet the demand, although we are trying to plan the best that we can to make sure that we have food available for families when they need it.
Yeah. All right. That's Angie Rogers, President and CEO of the Association of Arizona Food Banks. Angie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Lauren.